You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Transaction Capital's unaudited interim results for the period ending 31 March 2022 are out. Core headline earnings from continuing operations attributable to the group are up 38%. David Hurwitz, CEO of Transaction Capital, joins me now. A very good evening to you. Thanks so much for your time. Just before we get into the results, talk to us about the different divisions of Transaction Capital and what you do.
So Transaction Capital has three different divisions. All of our businesses are well-established businesses, market leaders in their segments. We own two businesses in the mobility space. We think of these businesses as providers of mobility to both private commuters and public commuters. The first and our biggest business is We Buy Cars, where we are the largest buyer of second-hand cars in South Africa. And then we retail those cars either through a physical infrastructure or through our online platforms to consumers, together with finance and insurance products attached to it. I think that's a very well-known brand. We have another business which facilitates the movement of public commuters, and that is a business called SA Taxi. Mm-hmm. And there, again, that's a mobility platform where we provide taxi operators with all the services they need to run their business. That would be access to the vehicle, the funding for the vehicle, the insurance of the vehicle, the tracking devices that they need, and the repair facilities that they need. And that's really a vertically integrated minibus taxi platform. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have the largest digital services provider in South Africa, which provides services to consumer-facing businesses, things like banks, retailers, telcos, municipalities, utilities. Mm-hmm. And really what we do over here is we help these companies manage their clients, which are normally large consumer bases, either through collections or through customer engagement, dispute resolution, etc. Right. So a digitally enabled provider of business services.
Wow, that's a very comprehensive insight into Transaction Capital and the different divisions that you have. So your earnings grew at rates higher than pre-pandemic levels, with core headline earnings from operations increasing to 603 million rand. Tell me about that.
So, I mean, really what we see is a very diversified group. We had very, very high earnings growth from We Buy Cars. The business itself grew by 58%. And we also consolidated a greater component of those earnings this year. So by the time we consolidated the greater component of those high growth earnings, you know, that gave us a boost of about 120% in earnings. TCRS, the global services provider, also grew at a very fast rate, faster than we've seen prior to COVID, growing earnings at 25%. And that was really driven by collection services. Many of our clients have large non-performing loan portfolios that they need help with, and we're helping them collect on that, as well as providing services using our South African infrastructure into international clients in the UK and in Australia as well. And then finally, that business grew 25%. And then finally, SA Taxi, the minibus taxi industry, is an industry which is facing headwinds. And their earnings moved sideways, so they're slightly down by about 4%. And that's really just due to, you know, some of the headwinds in that industry. We see high fuel prices, we see lower commuter volumes, and hence a slightly slower growth from that business. But when you put the portfolio together, a really stunning result.
David, I'm reading from the results report now, and it says, and I'm quoting directly here, Transaction Capital remains well capitalized with adequate access to liquidity to execute on our division's organic growth initiatives and respond to opportunities arising from market dynamics. Just give me more insight into that.
Yeah, so, you know, we're really seeing an abundance of opportunity, whether it is opening up new geographies in our risk services division. You know, we've recently moved into the UK or Australia, whether it's opening up new branches for We Buy Cars or investing into some of our e-commerce platforms. We've seen, you know, great opportunities for growth. And, of course, you do need capital for that. And really what I'm saying is that we really are well-funded to be able to execute on these opportunities as we see them. Mm. One of the other new things we've done is we've opened up in Morocco from a e-bike cars perspective. And again, we have the capital to do those types of initiatives. Mm. So there's an abundance of opportunity coming out of COVID. And, you know, we are very well positioned to capitalize on that.
Right. You've also spoken about how you're looking at repositioning as you're celebrating the anniversary of your listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. But you're talking a lot about digital strategy, using your local base, but having very global ambitions. Just talk me through that.
So I think, I mean, first of all, we haven't changed our branding in 10 years, and our businesses have been, highly digital for many, many years. So we just figured that it's time to reposition the business, modernize the branding together with the way that we've evolved our business models. But really what we believe that we can do is that we have fantastic technology base. We have technology which has been built in South Africa in RAND. We have great workforces and ability to manage our staff in South Africa, and this puts us at a competitive advantage when providing services offshore. So there have been too many failures of South African businesses that have made big investments offshore, only to come back with losses. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to follow that approach. We will go organically offshore using our local infrastructure to generate revenues that are fulfilled in our, using a RAND cost base. Mm-hmm. And it's working very well for We Buy Cars as we open up in Morocco, and even better for our risk services division as we generate Aussie dollar and pound-based revenues. Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at Transaction Capital in the short and medium and long term, I know you've touched on a little bit of your plans now, but where are you going?
So I think the mobility of people is a segment. Is very interesting. We are kind of fit somewhere between a financial services provider, if you think of a bank, mm-hmm. who has great access to capital and great ability to score credit, but doesn't like owning cars. And then, on the other hand, a car owner who's happy to trade in vehicles, but doesn't really have the capacity to offer financial services. And we kind of fit in the middle, be it vehicles that facilitate public transport, or private transport, or even the transport of goods. And, we believe we can play into this mobility space by providing everything, vehicles and all the services, financial or insurance or otherwise, that you need to operate those vehicles to our client bases on a very flexible way, with long-term or short-term contracts. Yeah. So we're very excited about that. And then, of course, in our risk services division, we are really, really excited about providing services internationally that's fulfilled out of South Africa. South Africa is the top-ranked country for providing international customer engagement services, and I think we're the top-rated company in South Africa to do that. So, that puts us way up there from an international perspective.
David Hurwitz, CEO of Transaction Capital, discussing their results with us, as well as their future plans here in the Market Update with MoneyWeb on SAFM. Thanks so much for your time this evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.